This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series entitled Critical Race Theory, Is Slavery America's Original Sin? And in looking at this topic, we have, first of all, looked at two principles, one from John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So it's important that we are first basing all of our beliefs on the word of God, that we're reading the Bible, that we're abiding in it, living in it, meditating upon it, memorizing it, and doing this on a continuous basis so that we would know the truth, so that the truth would set us free. Also from Romans chapter 1, we know that there are some who know the truth but suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So especially when we look at what people are saying, what we are basing our opinion on, especially in a case of an event that we weren't there, or an event in history where obviously we weren't there in past history, it is important that we look to individuals and organizations that love the truth, even if it doesn't fit their narrative. One of the sources that we have looked at quite a bit is actually David Barton and Wall Builders. Now, we're going to reference today a book called Democracy in America by Alex de Tocqueville. And that book is said to have, or Alex de Tocqueville is said to have said that America is great because America serves God, something to that effect. And if America ever ceases to serve God, then America will cease to be great. And although that quote is quoted by many conservatives, by many who believe in that the founders of this country did love God, many of them loved God, or the majority of them did at least. But many people who hold to that will actually use that quote as proof that we need to turn to God in America. Yet Wall Builders, if you look up that quote on Wall Builders, they actually list that quote as an unverified quote. Even though it supports their worldview and they believe the content or the essence of what is said there, they can't attribute it to de Tocqueville because they can't find it in any written account that de Tocqueville actually said that. So they are an organization that, and by the way, we've mentioned they own about 120,000 documents from America's founding era. On the flip side, you have the 1619 Project. Who the 1619 Project is actually a part of the New York Times. Nicole Hannah Jones actually looked at the 1619 Project, and she says, well, in 1619, the first slaves arrived in America, and since that time, everything that has been accomplished in America has been on the backs of slaves. Now, we've shown from previous sermons, and you can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, and also our church YouTube channel, and you can watch some of those past sermons, and you can see but we have actually shown that first slave ship was not brought here with the intent of enslaving people in America. There was actually a Portuguese slave ship that was captured by British who brought it ashore in Virginia. The slaves were actually made indentured servants, were later released and given land and given the opportunity to live as free men. One of those former slaves who was made an indentured servant, who was given his freedom, became quite wealthy, was bringing other others slaves over to America, making them indentured servants. He had one lazy indentured servant, and he sued for the right to own him. And that's where slavery actually started, a black man from Africa suing to own another black man. But we're going to look at some history today. We actually started last week talking about a book called from Thomas Sowell called Black Rednecks and White Liberals. It's quite a name for a book, but also the content of this book is significant. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This week, as we gather with friends and family to give thanks to God, take some time to remember those pilgrims and Indians at that first Thanksgiving. The pilgrims risked much to come to America, and half of them died that first winter. Their dependence on God and their friendship with the Indians, who taught them how to farm and hunt in America, helped them through that difficult first year, and they gave thanks for the harvest. Likewise, we give thanks to God for his rich blessings. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. And scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Yes, you do. And hey, we are back. We are ready. We're ready and anxious, ready to work on your computers in the shop, ready to resolve computer problems here, ready to help you out with this, really. You know, this is what we do on a regular basis. We do this on a day in, day out, this week in, week out. We are helping customers resolve computer problems. And of course, we can help you resolve your computer problems as well. So just give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can type your question into the live video going on right now at Facebook into the comment section, and we will answer those questions for you. And of course, you know, we're here and we can answer any question that you're actually, you know, that you have. It doesn't have to be on a certain topic. If we're talking about one topic, like today, we probably will talk at least somewhat about buying a new computer and what you should be looking for in a new computer, because let me tell you, a lot of our customers actually get computers that are not fast. They're actually slow, and they've gone out and bought a new computer that's slow, and we had it just happen just recently. We've had it happen multiple times, and you know, we don't want this to happen to you. This is something that you want things to be working. You want to have everything in good working order. And this is what we want for you here at A Faster PC as well. So we'll probably be talking about that. But, you know, your question doesn't have to be on that. Your question could be on anything, really. And we want to help you resolve those computer problems, and we want to help answer your question, and we want to help keep you from getting falling prey to a malicious email or a scam that's out there that may be on the internet or may come in through your email. So you know the number. The number to the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And, of course, if you need to call us at A Faster PC, if you want to call us at A Faster PC, our number, you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Of course, during the week, if you call 340-1590, they'll give you our number. But if you want to reach A Faster PC, you can reach us at 772-878-5978. 878-5978. So we actually do have, I know a lot of people are going to be actually going out soon, because people do this time of year, something in the air, they go out and buy gifts for people. And sometimes you buy technology gifts, and sometimes that's a computer. And so, you know, and last week, by the way, if you missed last week's show, last week we did talk about, two things. One, where one of our customers bought a tablet to replace a computer, and it actually wasn't a Windows-based tablet. It was an Android-based tablet. And we did go over with them some of the differences, some of the things they could do with it, some things that they couldn't do with it. They decided to take it back and to get a Microsoft Surface. We talked about that last week. We also talked about another customer of ours that went to the store to buy a computer, and he did buy a computer, but when he came back, the store actually even sold him antivirus software that he couldn't install on the computer, because the computer wasn't a Windows-based computer. It was a Chromebook, which runs a Chrome operating system, which basically anything you can do on Google Chrome, you can do on that. Anything you can't do on Google Chrome, you can't do on that. So this was he was highly limited with this, and he spent about $300. So watch that show from last week if you missed that, so that you can actually take a part in that and learn. Learn some of the different options, some of the different differences between tablets. And by the way, we do have customers that have totally switched over to tablets, either Apple-based tablets or Android-based tablets. They don't use a computer anymore. So we have customers that do that. And I understand if your needs and what you're doing is limited, you can do that. But if you want to use, you want to install TurboTax, you want to install Quicken, you want to install QuickBooks, you want to install Microsoft Office. Well, you could install the Office apps on your tablet. If you subscribe to Office Microsoft 365, you could do that. But you can't actually install the physical Word like people run on their computers. So this is something that, you can definitely, some people have done it. Some people have made that switch, but it may not be for you. But a lot of people will be going out probably Friday. And I know some companies. We've seen emails from some companies that say our Black Friday deals are available now online. Well, so I would imagine that some people probably have already bought new computers. Now, one thing about new computers, you probably have heard about the supply shortage and about the chip shortage. This is something that's pretty, it is out there. It's out there in the news quite a bit. And there are a lot of ships off the coast of California waiting to unload their cargo. And unfortunately, the people at the ships, partially because of not enough employees or restrictions because of COVID or restrictions that the state of California is placing on truckers. There's a number of reasons that go into this, but they haven't been able to get offload enough stuff quickly enough to be able to bring all those goods on. Add to that the fact that factories have shut down for periods of time in the last year and a half. So in the last year and a half, a little bit more than that even, factories, initially last year in maybe March of last year, a lot of factories down there just shut down. And they were closed for a few months. And then, they came back online. But they've had outages since then when there's been outbreaks of the coronavirus. So I say that to just say that the outlook of computers, if you were to buy a new computer today, definitely if you need a new computer, go ahead and get one. But just know that you might pay just a little bit more than you would have paid 2 years ago for a computer. Also know that, there have been some advances in technology in the last 2 years, but those advances really aren't to some extent as big as they would have been if we hadn't had factories shutting down. And definitely the supply would be there so that you could actually get a new computer for a lower price. One of the big things that's important, though, if you are going to buy a new computer, and by the way, if you're in a place where you need a new computer, go ahead and buy one. But if you can hold out, and last year I was telling people, and maybe August of last year, I was telling people, if you can hold out for a few months, the supply chain will get a little bit better. Well, it's actually worse now than it was back then. So who would have thought? Well, we've had some changes since then, and those changes haven't helped the situation. Well, but if you need a new computer, go ahead and buy one, but make sure you buy one that's faster than the computer you currently have. This is something that we talk about. We've talked about this every year for the last few years because we've seen our customers going out and they don't have this happen to them, but if they go out and buy their own computer at somewhere else, they may come back with a new computer that's slower. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, and you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems in the shop as well. We want to help you, and this is what we do. By the way, if you have issues throughout the week, we're here to help. We help customers as well, and we resolve computer problems. You know, our hours will be a little bit different this week, but we're here to help you with your needs, your computer problems. One thing that I do want to just mention is that we're going to be talking. We were just as we were going out of the break, we were talking about how some of our customers go out and buy a new computer, and some of them spend just a little bit of money to get what they think is a great deal, and they realize their computer is slow, In fact, it is so slow that it's slower than the one that they're just replacing. We have other customers that actually spend quite a bit of money on a computer, and they still get one that is slow. Now, this is something that you've heard this from us before. Don't let this happen to you. And I'm sure you've heard it from others as well. You definitely don't want that to happen to you. You want to be able to, when you get a new computer, you want it to be faster than the computer that you already have. Now, we just recently had, and I'm not picking on anyone, I'm bringing this up so that you can hopefully, everyone that's listening, everyone that's hearing, can learn from this. So that you don't have this happen to you. We did have a customer that, and I won't name the company that they purchased the computer from, but it was a major computer manufacturer. And they have a similar computer at their work. They called in and said, hey, I want the same computer that I have at work. And they got a computer. Apparently, it must have looked like the one they had at work, or, they thought it looked like the one they had at work. And as I was working on it, transferring the data over, when we set up a new computer, a lot of times, the customer has data on the old computer, and we need to get that data over. That data takes a while to get over, so that's one of the first things I start. I start transferring data over. I start installing Windows updates, installing Chrome, Google Chrome, Firefox, LibreOffice. If the customer uses Microsoft Office, they have a version that came with the computer for a trial, or maybe they actually have a version that they have purchased in the past, or maybe purchased with the computer, or maybe they have a Microsoft 365 subscription. Well, I'll go and install that. Get their computer obviously connected to the internet if it connects wirelessly. Connect and install their printer software so that they can print, make sure they can print, scan, copy. Of course, copying, you can do that without the computer, but make sure they can print and scan. We're just getting all the various programs that they're running, including QuickBooks. So the customer had QuickBooks, and they used QuickBooks, so we got QuickBooks installed for them. Well, as I'm working on the computer, I'm thinking, wow, this computer's not performing very well. What is wrong with this computer? I look at the processor, look at the processor speed, look at the amount of RAM, plenty of processor speed, plenty of RAM. In fact, I go in and look at the task manager, and I see that there's not much of the processor that's being used and not much of the RAM that's being used, but the hard drive is being pegged out at 90% to 100% capacity. And this type of thing can happen when Windows updates are happening and you have, maybe you have an antivirus that's scanning and you're copying data over and we were doing a lot of stuff, but the biggest problem was the hard drive on the computer was a traditional platter hard drive. Now we've talked about these before. The platter hard drives, what they are, is they actually are a case where you actually have you have some electronics in there, but the big thing is you have metal platters that spin around, and these metal platters actually have with the metal platters, they actually spin around at either 7200, 5400 RPM. They they're actually going up and going a little bit faster. Some computers, if you have a really, really fast computer, it might be going at a little bit faster than that. Maybe a 10,000. If you have like a enterprise level hard drive, might be going at 10,000 RPM. But the throughput on these drives is fairly slow because of the moving parts. You have the platter spinning around. There's data that's written on the top side of the platter, on the bottom side of the platter, and typically there's two or three or four platters, depending on the size of the drive, and there are hands that read and write. Read data from those platters, write data to the platters, and there's an arm that moves the heads back and forth. For you to get to the data, that head has to get to the location where the data is. And of course, it's spinning around, and if that file is fragmented, which means that it's in more than one location on the drive, that further slows down the process. So what happens with this is it just bogs everything to, you know, it's like it grinds everything to a halt. You just don't have, it doesn't have the capacity to do any more, to produce the data any quicker. And what could they have done differently? This manufacturer, this computer manufacturer, what could they have done differently? Well, they could have used a solid state drive. So an SSD drive. And the SSD stands for solid state drive. And this is solid state. There's no moving parts. It's not quite as fast as RAM, random access memory, but it's almost as fast. The memory itself is capable of being that fast, but the interface isn't. It's actually going through the same interface, connecting to the same interface. Some of them are connecting to the same interface that the platter hard drives are connecting to. And there is a limit there, but they are phenomenally faster than a platter hard drive. So much faster that if you ever use a computer with an SSD drive, you will never want to go back to a platter hard drive. And I can tell you that it's like the difference. If you remember the internet, if you've used computers long enough that you can remember a dial-up internet connection, and you remembered the first time you went to high-speed internet, I always heard back then that once you go to high-speed internet, you will not want to go back to dial-up. And it's that big of a difference going to an SSD drive. It's a huge difference. Now, the throughput on an SSD drive is about 500 megabits per second. And, you know, the drive may, you know, the certain drives are faster than other drives. Some drives are not that fast. Some drives are faster. But around 500 megabits per second the throughput of reading and writing to an SSD drive. Now, take that up one level. If the SSD drive is connected into a NVMe M2 slot, the throughput is like 5 to 7 times faster connected into an NVMe M2 slot. If it's connected into a PCI Express 4.0 NVMe M2 slot, and the drive is a Samsung 880, I think it's an 880, is their latest version of the Pro, that actually will do twice the bandwidth, twice the throughput of the PCI Express 3 NVMe. But the NVMe, the throughput of that SSD is 5 to 7 times faster than a serial ATA connected SSD. But again, that serial ATA connected SSD, if that's the only thing you can go with, that's phenomenally faster than a platter drive. Now, this is something that this is the biggest thing you can make sure of when you get a new computer, that you get an SSD drive. If you buy one, you know, whoever you buy it from, make sure it has an SSD drive. And if you can find out if that SSD drive is connected to an NVMe M2 slot, that's even better. And I would also check and make sure that the drive is also not soldered onto the motherboard. The motherboard is the main board of the computer, and some manufacturers, to save money, they'll solder different parts like RAM, random access memory, and the processor, and even the hard drive onto the motherboard. And the issue there is, what happens if the motherboard fails? Well, if the motherboard fails, not only are you out of computer, but you're also out all of your data that you haven't backed up. So it's vitally important that you back up your data. We always say back up your data all the time, because no matter what type of drive you have, they can all fail. They all do fail, even SSD drives. By the way, SSD drives are not only phenomenally faster, but they also are phenomenally more reliable. Their failure rate, the warranty period on these drives is significantly longer than for a platter hard drive. Just think about it. Anything with moving parts is eventually going to die, right? You know, if you have moving parts, let's say you have a computer that's out there, let's say you have something in your car. You know, you have an axle, you have the caliper on for your brakes, you have bearings in your car. All those moving parts, eventually they're going to wear out and break. And what happens sometimes, you hear a noise, and it happens every now and then, and then it gets more frequent, and then it gets louder, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And sometimes it's so infrequent and maybe not quite as loud that you can't even find it. But the worse it gets, the easier it is to find what it is. And eventually, if you don't fix it, eventually it's just going to stop working. Well, that's what happens with drives. They have moving parts. Eventually they stop working. So, they're much less reliable, but we always want to say back up your drive. But, if your drive is soldered onto the board, onto the motherboard, and the motherboard dies, and we've had customers that this has happened to, you have nothing. So this is something you just, you have to think about this. You want to be making your backups, but you also, it would be best to have a slot, an NVMe into slot that you can actually, if you decide you want to get a bigger drive in the future, you could actually do that. If you want to, if you need to replace that drive, maybe the drive does go bad after 5 or 10 years, and you need to replace that. Well, it's a lot better to do that. If it's a part of the motherboard, you're going to be replacing the motherboard. If it's a part of, if it's going into a slot, then what's happening is you'll just be able to just go on in and pull that out. By the way, you might need a little bit of help backing up the data. We do that for customers. We actually have adapters where we can connect a NVMe drive into our computer and back up the data for you. We can help you with all of that. When we come back from the next break, we'll actually talk about the size of the drive that you need to get. And this is important because some of the computers come with SSD drives that are too small for you to use.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
All right, we're back for this final segment. And we're here ready to answer any question. If you have a question, just give us a call. It could be on this subject. It could be on a different subject. It's okay. You can give us a call, and we'll answer that question. One of the things that happens sometimes with some computers, people go out and buy a computer, and it has an SSD drive. And they say, wow, this is great. It has an SSD drive. And it is quick. But the problem is, as I was mentioning last time, some of the drives are actually soldered onto the motherboard, which means they're not upgradable. In those cases, on some of these computers, you don't have an option to upgrade. You don't have an option. There's no slot to stick an extra to install an extra drive. And some of these computers come with 32 gigabytes of SSD, an SSD drive that's 32 gigabytes, or maybe 64 gigabytes. Well, that's not enough for most people. So what we're going to do, we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go to that caller. But if we have time after that, we'll come back and talk about this. And if not, hey, we'll have something to look forward to for next week's show. We're going to the lines. We have Ray on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Ray. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Listen, on my computer, when I click on the Windows icon, because I'm checking to see if there's updates that I need to install on my computer, I'm now getting a message saying that my computer is not compatible for Windows 11.
Okay.
So my question is, one, what can I do to change my computer to accept Windows 11? And two, how long will Microsoft keep sending updates for Windows 10? Thank you.
Yeah. So those are both good questions. So, if you have a computer, we've gone over this a little bit in the show, but if you have an Intel i3, i5, or i7 processor, or maybe even an i9, it has to be at least the eighth generation. Now, I don't think they came out with i9s in the eighth generation. So if you have an i9, it's definitely going to support Windows 11. To do the automatic update with Windows, Windows through Microsoft, through the Windows updates, you have to have a 8th generation, 9th generation, 10th generation, 11th. They just came out with the 12th generation. Of course, those computers will be coming, shipping with Windows 11. If you have an 8th, 9th, or 10th, or 11th generation, i3, i5, i7, you'll be able to go to Windows 11. The i9s will be able to go to Windows 11 as well. If you have an AMD Ryzen processor in your computer, and it's at least the third generation, it will also be able to go to Windows 11 by default through the control panel, through the Windows updates. Now, if you have a computer that has a processor that's older than that, and you want to go to Windows 11, we've done it. In fact, I did it on a Pentium level computer not too long ago. In a Centrino based computer. So it is possible to do. The thing is, there's a file on the computer or a file in the update file that tells the update to look for the processor and make sure the processor meets certain minimum requirements. That file can be modified so that the computer, the update process doesn't look for certain minimum requirements in the processor. And we've done that. We've updated systems that don't have, like my computer, I haven't updated to Windows 11 yet, but I have a seventh, I think I have a fifth generation actually, i7 in my computer. So, it doesn't meet that requirement that Microsoft has, but I can download the software. We have the software on USB keys. We have that modified file. We can copy that over to the computer, and we can update the computer to Windows 11. So that's something that we've done for several of our customers. And if anyone listening out there, Microsoft is giving this away. We're not talking about anything that's not scrupulous, or we're not talking about stealing anything or violating their licensing agreement or anything like that. They're giving Windows 11 away for anyone that has Windows 10. But again, you're not going to be able to go through that process through the automatic process. You would have to have to have that file, that one file, modified. Now, as far as how long will Microsoft continue to provide updates for Windows 10? Well, that really depends on which version of Windows 10 you have, because there are several versions. There are multiple versions of Windows 10, and there are more versions of Windows 10 that they no longer provide support for than that they do provide support for. So one of the things you can do, I'll switch over to a full screen just so you can actually see this. We'll go to, hold on the Windows key and press R. That'll bring up the run command, and we'll type in WinVer. So WINVER, short for Windows, Win short for Windows, Ver short for version, and then just click OK. And my version is 20H2. And this came out in the second half of 2020. There is a 21H1. There's also a 2004. There's a 1909, 1903. There are versions before that. They no longer support 1909. So on these versions, they're really kind of requiring you to update to a newer version. Now, sometimes people can't update to a newer version because of some hardware compatibility issues on their computer. Like, for instance, my dad had a laptop. It was an older laptop, and it was a Dell, and Dell did some weird things with the graphics processor in that computer, and the driver that they used, where it worked when you used the Dell driver, but then Windows, through the Windows update, will update the driver. Once Windows updates the driver, the laptop screen no longer works. But you can plug in an external monitor, and that works fine. So you get little quirks like that sometimes with certain versions of Windows with older computers. And this is an older computer. It's not a new computer. And, it was a computer that actually, I think when it came out, Windows 7 was out. It might have even been in the first part of Windows 7. But anyway, this computer really wasn't designed for Windows 10, but it would run Windows 10, but only certain versions of Windows 10. So, sometimes you can run into some situations like that that may prevent you from updating to the later versions of Windows 10. And Microsoft will even warn you, hey, you can't install this version of Windows 10 without a BIOS update. And then you go to install the BIOS update, and you realize that the BIOS version that you have is the most up-to-date that is out there. Or they say you need to change this software, take that software, this piece of software off. So, but it is, and you can do that through the Windows update process. You should be able, as long as you don't have any hardware conflicts, you should be able to update to the latest version. As long as you're up at the latest version, you're okay. Microsoft typically will support their operating system for about 10 years, which is longer than I think they're required to support it, longer than they say they're going to support it in the legalese, but they typically support their operating systems for up to 10 years. But again, there are certain versions of Windows 10 that they no longer support. So you want to make sure that as long as you can run a later version of Windows 10, you want to make sure that you are running that later version of Windows 10 so that you can get the later updates.
I get updates on a regular basis, I would say monthly, on Windows that updates. So I think I have a later version.
Yeah, and you can run that same command that I went over, the WinVer from the run command, and that'll tell you what version of Windows you have. And the second Tuesday or second Wednesday of each month, Microsoft does roll out Windows updates, and sometimes they'll roll out 0-day updates, which are updates that are security related, that are high priority, that are addressing a zero-day threat. Sometimes I'll roll those out mid-month, but in the middle of that cycle, that's when they update. And you know, they still do provide for even Windows XP, they still do provide two updates a month, but you know, they're limited updates. You're not going to get all of the security updates. So it's a good thing that you are getting the updates. Just make sure, you know, when typically, probably if you're seeing that message, about Windows 11, there's a good chance that you are, that you do have a later version of Windows 10. But you can find that out for sure by running the WinBur command from the run command. So again, hold down the Windows key on your keyboard. That's the key that looks like a four-pane window, unless you have a Windows 7 system where it might look like a Windows flag. But again, it's in a four-pane format. It's typically to the left of the Alt key, to the left of the left Alt key. To the left of the space bar, there's an Alt key. And then to the left of that typically is the Windows key. Hold that down and press R for run, and then type WinVer, WINVER, and hit enter. And that will tell you what version of Windows you have. And the Windows, Windows 2021 H1 is the latest edition. I don't have that one yet, but it's really not all that big of an update. You know, I think we really think it's more of just a naming update because they weren't quite ready to update, but they had to, they wanted to come out with one and on schedule, you know, but anyway, that's what you're looking at. You want to make sure that you have all the latest updates, the latest security updates. And if you ever do want to go up to Windows 11, you might want to wait, a few months just to make sure that, they're working out as many bugs as they can. But if you do want to go up to Windows 11 and you have Windows 10, we can help you do that here at A Faster PC. We do this for our customers on a regular basis.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We'll be open today until 2. Monday through Wednesday, we'll be open 9 to 5. We'll be closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving and reopen Saturday at 9 a.m. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Critical Race Theory and Its Implications. Is America's prosperity a result of slavery? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. This week, as we gather with friends and family to give thanks to God, take some time to remember those pilgrims and Indians at that first Thanksgiving. The pilgrims risked much to come to America, and half of them died that first winter. Their dependence on God and their friendship with the Indians, who taught them how to farm and hunt in America, helped them through that difficult first year. and they gave thanks for the harvest.